This is Decoder Datebook for February 17th. Andrew Miller began his long law career in 1894, opening a private practice in Buffalo Center, Iowa. He served as county attorney for Winnebago County and was elected mayor of Forest City, Iowa in 1897, serving one term. After a failed bid for a seat in the Iowa State Legislature, he moved to Bismarck in 1905 and opened a private practice. Miller left private practice in 1907 when he was appointed Assistant State Attorney General. The following year, he was elected Attorney General of North Dakota and served from 1909 to 1915. In 1915, he ran against U.S. Senator Ossol Grana in the Republican primary, but lost. He returned to private practice in Bismarck. President Warren G. Harding played a role in Miller's return to public service. In 1921, Harding nominated Miller to the newly created United States District Court for the District of North Dakota. Miller was confirmed by the Senate on February 7, 1922. That evening, North Dakota newspapers reported Miller's remarks at a banquet in his honor. He said, "I have no other ambition than to make a just and humane judge, and to render just service." He noted that the Senate and President had entrusted him with great power, and added, "If any man use that power for his own aggrandizement, or to punish an enemy, or reward a friend, he would have forgotten the purpose of that great power." The evening was filled with kind remarks from fellow judges and community members. Judge J. A. Coffey noted that North Dakota was fortunate to have a judge of Miller's quality, praising him for his lack of rancor and his forgiving nature. Miller served as a federal judge for many years. One notable case he presided over was a 1934 fraud suit against Governor William Langer, who was convicted and removed from office. Langer's conviction was later overturned, and he was reelected in 1934. Miller took senior status in 1941, but continued to serve until his death in 1960. Today's Decoder Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoder Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.